Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Tuesday, April 23rd. Columbia University is facing a seventh day of tense pro-Palestinian protests, and solidarity demonstrations are being held around the country, including at NYU and Yale, where dozens of students have been arrested. Yesterday, faculty at Columbia staged a walkout to support the more than 100 students who were arrested and suspended last week. But Columbia's president is also facing immense pressure from alumni and lawmakers to rein in the protests. Some are even claiming that the university is breaking discrimination laws by not taking more action against protesters. Many Jewish students have reported feeling unsafe and being attacked, while others support the protests.
I consider myself a very brave person, but I won't deny that I've been physically intimidated and harassed.
So I'm Jewish. A lot of the focus has been on, like, you know, supporting Jewish students who have been facing anti-Semitism, but there has not been a lot of focus on Palestinian students who have been, you know, feeling anti-Islamic sentiments.
Columbia has said people will be able to attend hybrid classes until the end of the semester over safety concerns, and the college's Jewish student organizations say they have increased security around their gatherings. It'll be a busy day at Donald Trump's first criminal trial in New York. Before the trial even gets started again, the judge will hold a hearing to decide if the former president has broken a gag order that stops him from speaking publicly about anyone involved in the legal case. Prosecutors say he has, and are calling for a $1,000 fine for each violation. Here's Trump talking about one of the key witnesses, Michael Cohen, after court yesterday.
And when are they going to look at all the lies that Cohen did in the last trial? He got caught lying in the last trial. So he got caught lying, pure lying.
When the trial does get started, the former chairman of the National Enquirer's parent company, David Pecker, will continue testifying over his role in allegedly brokering the hush money deal with adult film star Stormy Daniels. Pecker was granted immunity in exchange for his testimony. Ukraine is holding its breath as U.S. lawmakers are set to approve $60 billion of military aid, and soldiers on the front lines say the package will lead to a much-needed morale boost. It's expected to go to a vote in the Senate today, after clearing the House over the weekend, with President Joe Biden saying he's ready to sign it into law as soon as it gets full approval. But there are concerns about how quickly the aid will get to Ukraine as Russia steps up attacks. For months, Ukrainian soldiers have spoken about being badly outgunned by Russian forces, with the country's president saying recently that for every one weapon Ukraine has, Russia has 10. The city of Baltimore is filing a legal claim against the owner and manager of the ship responsible for the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Attorneys for Baltimore's mayor and city council accuse them of providing an incompetent crew, leading to the collapse last month and significant losses for the city. The city is seeking unspecified damages from both companies. Federal authorities, including the FBI and the U.S. Coast Guard, are conducting a criminal investigation into the crash, examining whether the crew failed to report issues with the ship before the incident. Many Americans may have had their health data stolen. That's next. United Health Group has confirmed to CNN that it's paid a ransom after being hacked, but didn't say how much. The insurance provider warned yesterday that a cyber attack in February may have stolen private information that, quote, could cover a substantial proportion of people in America. United Health says it's monitoring the internet and the dark web, but acknowledged there were already 22 screenshots allegedly from its stolen files posted online, and some contained sensitive data. United Health didn't give an estimate of how many people could be affected by the hack, and said it will likely take months before it can identify those affected and notify them. That's all for now. I'll be back with more news at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.